get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Goth Brooks. Here we go. On a Tuesday, it's finally going to start feeling normal outside. Beautiful. Perfect. We're in paradise, although we could use a little rain. And the clouds started to cover up yesterday. I'm like, oh, this wouldn't be bad. The air is disgusting. This one's great. Ross says, John, I couldn't believe my ears. Finally. People saying what I've been thinking for years. I was so excited for Wednesday to come. I'm a huge fan of grape juice. And those hacks at Ocean Spray can eat a D. They wouldn't know the quality of juice if one fell from the sky, landed on their face, and started to wiggle. Then, sadly, I heard your listeners' tales of missing money, and I realized I'd misheard what you were screaming about. It isn't Welch's Wednesday. That said, I had a friend die 4 years ago, and he owed me $2,000. Both parts suck, but one more than other, I'll let you decide, Ross.
Do you go to that funeral and hit up the wife?
Mm.
Stake a claim?
Not for nothing.
What a shame. He died, huh? And he died owing a lot of people money. Yeah, I guess that gets washed away. Does it? Does it, or does it pass on to the survivor? Because I say the latter.
How big a dick are you? That she's got like 3 kids or something.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he had some sort of insurance policy to pay back all those bad deals he had. This guy says, my friend from Chicago, Mike, lives at home with his fiance. He's 32, and she's in her mid to late 40s. They pay no rent. He apparently tosses money here and there for food and stuff. Fiance doesn't pay her own bills. Maybe her cell phone bill. Her deceased father used to pay all of her bills. 2 months ago, Mike won $10,000 on DraftKings. I didn't think it actually occurred, but it did. And he didn't tell his parents who he lives with about it. Rightfully so, I suppose Mike's mom still has access to his bank account.
Wait, did you say 40s? They're in their 40s?
He's 32. She's in her late 40s. They're deadbeats.
Man.
So the mom still has access to Mike's bank account. For some reason, she happened to stumble upon all this money and said, you know what? Give me $1,400 in back bills. Once he was asked, I heard about it for weeks. Can't believe my mom's doing this. He's probably blown the money instead of moving out on his own. And he's paid his mom back the $1,400. As far as I know, he still lives there, though.
Of course he does. He knows a sweet deal.
He says he actually tells me he's going to be a dick and ask for it back. You're 32 years old and you're living with your parents. They already know you're a welcher. You're done.
John, I helped a friend with my credit card for various things. Yes, I know. It's my fault. After several years, pretty much let him use it like it was his own.
No.
He always paid the monthly payment, but not enough to make the balance go down. Balance eventually made it up to $38,613.
Yeah, that is your fault.
Then he died.
Oh, man.
Now it's costing me $700 a month for the next 5 years.
$38,000 on your card? You're an idiot.
I know.
I'm guessing that's a girl.
You kind of deserve
it. It has
that.
To be, yeah. Oh. You're maybe the most gullible dummy I've ever heard from.
That's
here,
bad.
Just take the credit card, pay the minimums. We'll deal with it later. Nothing bad can happen.
Your name on it. Like, if he does it on his own deal, that
debt
can't pass.
Anyway, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't get his own credit card.
On your card, you're screwed.
Anybody who can't get a credit card shouldn't get yours.
Man,
Oshevitz, that's brutal. And what did he have for $38,000 on there?
And how long?
Wow. That's terrible.
I had a buddy get grifted by his ex-wife. They got married. She signed up credit cards under his name. And then divorced, but he found out it was around $40,000 in credit cards.
Yikes. God. No way.
John, if student loan companies, credit card companies et al. Can come after next of kin upon death, so can the goddamn ghouls.
Right.
Attica.
That's
Attica.
Right.
Attica.
And timeshares and stuff, they get them too.
That's right.
They can't go after next of kin.
Some can. You can. Those speedy cash ones can. Those
not,
are
not credit card and
no. There are loans in perpetuity that they can go after the next of kin. And you sign the papers not knowing. There are some shady.
Maybe speedy cash. That's why you don't go to those places.
There are some shady student loan operations that have things in there that will give you higher rate because you can't get it through a regular deal. Yeah. So give you those loans. And
then you sign something that says that.
Right. Yeah. Right. You sign it, but they're out there.
It's
there's
like the Apple user agreement. Nobody reads it.
Just beware of the word in perpetuity. Because when they say that means forever. And if you haven't paid that full bill by the time you croak, there's no relief for that. Somebody's going to – you can't inherit debt, but you can definitely cause trouble for people. So a lot of times you have to put down who's next or you have a co-signer. And that's where I'm getting a lot of people saying, I co-signed for this person. They owe me. No. You co-signed.
Yeah, you brought that on yourself.
That's your mistake. That's not a loan. That's a, I'm taking a risk here. This guy says, not sure if I should call out my cousin or not. Title loan back in 2011 asked me to be a co-signer. My fault. Welched on it for a few years. I paid in the interest for about a year and a half to the tune of $3,500. She paid it off in 2014, paid me back about $400 of the interest. We don't speak for 3 years. I basically wrote her off as a dead relative. That's what co-signing is. Co-signing is, if you don't pay this, you're dead to me. Because I'm going to end up paying your bills, but you're a dead relative.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
I will take this loan on if that person
But I will lose you
through.
Forever. You're not. Yep. You're important enough to me, but if I'm not important enough to you, you're a dead relative.
It's a tough. Dad doing it for his kid.
Yeah, you
want to
help, but you realize when you're doing it, like, oh, no.
But that's,
this is big.
For dads for kids, you're going to take that risk because you've taken on that kid. But if you do it for, like, a buddy or a cousin, that's a dead relative. If you co-sign for somebody that isn't like
a... shouldn't do it for a buddy.
Never, ever, ever, ever co-sign for friends or...
No way.
Secondary relatives.
Or if you're dating. Especially, I've heard so many stories of people dating. They break up and they've co-signed.
My buddy Reggie got into it. He co-signed and they...
Can't do it.
No, they ended up getting a consolidation thing and then then she bailed out on
it. They'll use it for revenge.
That's what happened. And then he was dead. Dead.
The ex-wife browbeat me into asking you for money.
I know, ton of it. And the only reason I didn't hand it over,
because
of her and the amount, but and to her too.
Yeah.
She asked for a huge cat, and she's like, "Look, and the payment plan's back." And I'm like, "Geez, Rich," and I had to be a dick and say, "I don't know if you guys are going to last long enough."
There were many conversations leading up to
a lot
that.
Of red flags.
That would have worked out well for you.
No, I'm not dumb. If Rich came to me and said, "Look, I personally need this." I'd have probably helped out with some of it.
I had to tell you what was going on.
Yeah, well, you told me. She presented it. It's a lot of dough.
Knowing that the payback, you know, but that's the reason why. You're like, I mean, when you're saying you're co-signing on a friend, you're knowing that.
Oh, no way.
Out of friends.
You don't co-sign for friends. Yeah. That's a rule. Do not co-sign for friends. Friends or secondary relatives, nephews, cousins. It has to be a son, daughter, or a brother, sister, max, and brother, sister's something you would
do.
That's really, you got to be a twin or something.
Talk about an awkward Thanksgiving.
No, it's not happening. It's dead relatives. You kill a relative. Yeah. If they don't pay you back, that's the agreement of a co-sign.
Until they
dead
get
relative.
The bill for dinner.
Yeah, the only ones that can't dead relative are for fathers and kids. That's the when they co-sign, a parent co-signs for a kid, you run the risk of your deadbeat kid losing it. That's why you did it.
But then there's a sense of accomplishment too. Like my stepson, he just separated. I co-signed for him, and we went through a couple of years there.
Right, and sometimes the risk pays off. But again,
it worked out.
Son to even stepfather,
it's working out.
It was close for a little while there, and I had to put the hammer down.
Right,
but it worked out
because otherwise you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, he's got his own everything in his name now.
Yeah, I want to hear stories of Welchers who've paid back too. This Welcher Wednesday, solid.
Good Welcher.
So my POS stepbrother borrowed $10,000 from his own dad and mom, never paid back a cent, then had the giant set of nuts to file bankruptcy and include the loan from his dad in there. Then he names him and calls him a POS. I'm not going to name him yet because I don't know the truth to that, but that's a garbage story.
Oh,
thank you, James.
Not a girl, the $38,000 credit card.
It's a man.
Says, no, I was just stupid. Over 17 years, he was a contractor, so stuff like rent between jobs. That's what made it up. So go up to about $15,000 in the last few years. But what pisses me off is that when he had a steady job, he made about $1 million over 7 years and didn't care to pay it off.
And he's
so wait,
now?
This is just a guy body. Friend of yours? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That seems
like there were blowjobs involved.
Yeah.
I got to say. Unless I'm getting blown, I'm not giving somebody a credit card. I'm not gay, but if I'm going to loan you a credit card because you can't get one on your own, I'm getting a hand job every once in a while.
Come on, man. Your name is on that.
Yeah, that's just not good.
You're handing over something with your name on it.
Bad move.
Getting racked up.
To a guy who can't get his own credit card. I mean, think of that right there. I can't get my own. Can I borrow yours? Once for like bread.
Once.
I'll buy it, but I'm going with you.
No, but I'm swiping it.
Yeah, I'm going with you. It's not coming out of my wallet. You don't get to use it.
That's not the Dave Ramsey plan.
No,
there.
I wouldn't even let somebody. I wouldn't even let somebody use my preferred pass for airport lounges. Guys, like going to the airport. Let me use your preferred because I got this card here that Amex sends you. That's a priority pass. Gets into all the lounges instead of just the Amex Centurion ones. And he's like, "Give me that thing. It's awesome." I'm like, "No, no,
Without you around?
There's no money involved or anything. Yeah.
Like he wanted to borrow it
and go. And I'm like, I don't even think that you can do that because my name's on it. And
well, they'll probably check ID. Won't match up with the tickets.
Lose my rights. Yeah. I'm not doing that. Come on, man.
No, all you have to do, that was stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just call him up, and then I'd have my friend thrown
in
jail.
Arrest him.
Yeah, never do that. Deadbeats. Yeah, dead relatives. You co-sign, you get a dead relative on the line. It's literally the death penalty of friendships and relationships with family, co-signing. Unless it's, siblings or immediate family. If you do cousins, you deserve to get dinged on that one because nobody loves a cousin that much unless they're in West Virginia or Arkansas. All right, Welchers. I got a load of them out there. They're firing over emails like crazy. Evidently, a lot of people own a lot of money. And I want to hear from a Welcher. I want to hear from a Welcher who goes, you know what? I owe a friend $500 and I need to get that back to him. I want to hear from a
good
person.
Could I borrow $500
from you? They're going to have to.
Time to step up.
Yeah, step up, Welchers.
I know Christmas is here, but you've waited all year probably not to pay back.
What a great Christmas present.
Yeah, you borrowed like in January or February. Yeah.
Or you owe for goddamn fantasy football.
Yeah.
Your
or
kids
baseball.
Get
or baseball.
How about
baseball
this?
Is the one that
how about
lingers.
This Middaw, man goop,
Dick Middaw.
If your kids and your grandkids, he's probably got grandkids. He looks
probably.
They don't get a Christmas this year.
Yeah,
and you
somebody
have to tell them
out.
Why. You have to say, you know what, you're not going to get as good a Christmas from Granddad because I wasted all my money on mustache wax and fantasy football.
Hey, go halt the mustache wax for a month.
Yeah, if it wasn't so important for you to look like Raleigh Fingers, maybe you could, budget better and get Eric his fantasy football money.
You know
you
what
deliver
he's doing?
That news to the kids.
I forgot about this.
I'll buy him Welch's grape juice.
Right, get you some Welch's.
He spends every Sunday tooling around on his Harley with Vesely and a couple of their buddies going to bars
every
and
weekend.
Drinking.
I see
every
him on
weekend.
Facebook.
That's what I was just going to say.
That,
I see it every weekend.
That 100 is
they
spent
post.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
In defense to him on that.
Huh?
He's got the kick-ass Raleigh Fingers mustache. Must be on display on weekends. But
yeah.
Well, it's got to flap in the wind when you're riding.
And playing, he's got a lot of those man
he's
mustaches.
He's newly single. You know, yeah. He's out there blowing
again?
Money.
Again? Newly single? Good Lord,
really?
This guy.
Yeah.
Ah. Crying out loud. Dicky.
Jesus Christ.
Well, looks like we have another MILF contestant.
Yeah, I don't think relationships are for Dick.
No.
I think it's time and his mustache got married. You're the only one who understands me, Stachio. You're waxed just so.
Goop.
Damn it, man, goop. Anyway, you owe him money. We've got to get into this. This is something that I'm now for. When I first read it, I'm like, oh, this can't be. Woman with Down syndrome competes in Miss Minnesota pageant. Okay. First thought, you're like, oh, no, are we being this accepting? Because eventually that means you got to have one win, right? Because who wants to watch...
What was your talent? Weightlifting?
It was throwing cars.
That could be impressive.
Over the audience.
I might give her
so
some
So I
points.
Started thinking about that, and I'm like, this might be pretty good, but beating her is awful. If, in fact, we're saying that for beauty pageants...
It's an all skate,
then so's the Special Olympics, and I'm in. And I'm not going to stop when one falls down and have that beautiful moment where all the contestants go and help the hurt one. I'm winning. And every time ESPN wants to have a special Downy, go out there with 5 minutes left in the game of a blowout and let the Down syndrome kid that's been ceremonially on the bench all year.
Throw up 10 points.
Nobody plays defense. No. I saw one the other day in high school football where a kid with something wrong with him. And they did a handoff and let him run a touchdown in and they counted the points.
Twice.
Two times. I know.
Because
I was going to say that.
He fell down.
He dumped the first one. The news didn't report that accurately the first time.
I watched both
what?
Plays.
The next day. Well, yeah, because the first time it was supposed to let him go, and the kid gravity ate his ass and just destroyed him, and they had to start the play over so he could succeed. And then the other team's in on it.
So the other team, okay.
No more.
All running along.
Why do you care if the other team's in on it, though?
Because they have to. Because it's not legitimate. It isn't.
Well, of course it's not legitimate.
Well, then she can't be in the beauty pageant. So what I'm saying is if you're going to put him on the field, the other team can tackle him. The other team can stop the play. If you're going to start in with this, the mentally challenged wrestler, remember that? And they always had that kid. Who wants to beat that kid up? You don't want to go on to state knowing that the way you got there was to, beat the kid with Down syndrome or something like that. That's not as strong as a bull, but it's not nice to – you can't win. So I've said it for years. You can't win when they bring out the special person and say, this is your opponent. If you beat him, you beat a retarded kid. If you lose to him, you lost to a retarded kid. There's no benefit for you, so just play along. and then it's this feel-good story. No, the girl who wins the Miss USA pageant, I don't know if you're judging her on how downy she is. Like, if extra downy gives her extra credit for, like, wow, she's super downy and she's got great cans. Plus, there's a bathing suit competition. Am I supposed to look at this and go, wow, these Down syndrome people have something here. I didn't realize how sexy they could be. It's a terrible precedent.
I agree with you there. If the pageant is going to let her in, they're immediately admitting she's not going to win.
Why?
Because if they're not – that's my point. If they're not giving her a legitimate shot at winning –
Why aren't they?
They say that in the article or something?
They're never going to say that, but they're not going to give her a chance to win. Unless they give her the crown.
One of these days, she's going to be standing
there. They should. If they're going to let her in, then she has to have a shot.
Again, the judges are up against the
A-ball. By using your football analogy.
How can the judges say if it's an inner beauty pageant? How can the judges sit back and say, I voted against her because just why? Would I don't want her to go to Miss USA. This is not representative of women of Minnesota. Now, if you have a Down syndrome pageant, you're running into trouble, too, because then what are the judges judging? The downiest of the downs? Is it the most downs you can have?
The least down?
Right. And if you're saying she's pretty for Down syndrome.
It was Holmgren. It was so close. Her last name.
Yeah, I know. It's Minnesota. It could have been. There are a lot of Swedes up there. Yeah, but they call her a trailblazer, which means that this is going to be a thing.
She's the first of many.
Right. She's going to be the first of what will be now many. And, you know, beauty pageants are beauty pageants. I don't care what anybody says. The girls aren't necessarily all that bright in the first place. But there has to be some sort of a standard we set for this. Or we just have a special Down syndrome pageant. You can't have Down syndrome people in a beauty pageant and then tell them they lose. You got to let one win eventually.
You think in the Harvey Weinstein world that this happens more now? Because they're trying to make up for it?
The Downies?
Well, yeah, they're trying to make up for something in appearances.
No. You know? God, no. No, there's still a standard of what
so
we're doing here.
What happened on the results?
She won the Spirit of the Contest Award. And then they're like, off you go. You're not going to win the big one. You get Down syndrome, for God's sakes. We're too accepting. At a certain point, then ugly people should be allowed in. And I don't see that yet. Like, really hideously ugly people like me should be able to enter weightlifting contests because not necessarily, you know, like the bodybuilding shows. It's like, look, I don't have a good body or anything, but why am I being excluded? If Down syndrome people can get involved in this thing, it's not right.
In 2015, she was crowned Miss Minnesota Junior Miss Amazing.
I don't know what that is.
That's big.
That's a Down syndrome.
She's been dancing since she's six.
But not very good.
Let's be honest.
I have. I've seen it in my head just now. It's not good.
Let's get her on Dancing with the Stars.
Throw her on there and then vote her off. Sorry, it was your retardation that really kind of made it so you weren't as good as the other dancers. That's why it's called retardation. You're not to the other levels. Otherwise, let's just stop naming it and just everybody's okay.
Yeah.
If it's not something that needs to be diagnosed, it doesn't need to be brought up at all.
Right.
She just looks a little different. What's wrong with that one? I don't know. Nothing. They're totally the same.
And damn you for noticing that there's something
different
about her.
Right. Something's wrong with me now. Yeah, you're putting it on me now. What if I thought she was a little bit hot? What if that's kind of hot? Am I a jerk for saying that? You can't, because out loud, I'm like, man, I want to pound that Down syndrome chick. I say that about the other girls. I say that about the ones who answer.
Well, in this room, Eric's the only one that would say that.
But if there was one that was like smoking hot that wandered up in a beauty pageant, and I'm like, wow, something about that. I'd nail that one.
She was only slightly retarded.
The one that you
still,
tried
I still
to shower
know what
with.
Scale that was on, though.
She's on the spectrum.
She was in special ed.
Is there a card?
Yeah, she wasn't in the.
She wasn't 100%.
She didn't have down features.
No.
She was strong.
Her boobs definitely were not
of the elite down feature. Level.
You were down with those. Those made you a little retarded. But bottom line is, we can't be this accepting because then, I mean, come on. Then Brady and I could enter. We can't be this accepting. There's a certain level of acceptance we've got to draw lines.
That just sounds so nice.
No, Brady, I'm right. And you're right. You know that this is garbage.
Yeah. I'm okay with being this accepting, but let's
Please,
be real about
okay
your responses.
Why are you okay with it being
Because who cares?
Everybody cares. You can't have Down syndrome people.
I know. I understand the point here.
Please. You can't do it. Because then next thing you know, you got everybody has to be allowed to.
Do you really care?
Yes, I do. I do.
Absolutely do. Our pageantry.
It's not pageants I care about. It's going to sneak into all other things.
What?
But they're grandstanding.
Then you got retarded models, and it's not. It's,
okay.
Stop it. No. You don't want that. You don't want that
That's
stuff.
What she wants to be, a model.
No. You can't. Sorry. They're standards. Sorry.
You can't.
Then what's the point of standards of models then? then everybody can do
what
I can do.
What's the point of standards of anything?
The point being,
I get what you're
if
saying.
You allow this, then I can never not get a job as a model.
We've already got, like,
right.
bigger models.
But
like,
no,
I was at,
but
and you
saying,
can sue because
you
didn't
can sue
because
you never yeah. get hired for anything. Yeah. If you just drop the standards for everything, it's like everybody's in, then whenever you get told no, which is the way we're going, then everybody can sue or you yeah. can throw a big stink because, like, why not? Well, you didn't have the right look. What does that mean? We were looking for something else. Well, that you can't do that. You can't look for something else. I was willing to do the job. So now
well,
there's an
the,
acceptable standard, and you just can't
But
do
under
it.
The standards, if there's requirements and you fulfill all the requirements.
You don't, Brady. It's a beauty pageant. You've got Down syndrome. You don't. Sorry.
Well, he's talking about modeling.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't, unless it's modeling Down
if
syndrome.
If you're looking
clothes.
For something in particular.
Right. If you're looking for a Down syndrome model to model Down syndrome stuff. Like, I don't want to see regular people like faking Special Olympics to make it more beautiful. That's wrong too. And you would never do that. Like sell the Special Olympics to me with like, you know, like hot, you know, models and stuff. You're not going to do that.
John, how about I draw this comparison? If they're letting Downies into beauty pageants, will they let Brady into the next bodybuilding contest?
That's what I just said. I just said the same damn thing. Listen, I just said, why can't I be in the bodybuilding contest? I know I'm not really 100% in, you know,
you can.
Qualified.
You're just not going to win.
They would tell me no. I can't even compete in one.
No, a lot of them are open.
You would only make some.
I'd show up at the open, they'd be like,
what
no
it's
price.
Saying exactly. is you need a special case in order to be in that,
right.
in that
right.
contest.
So if I've got something wrong with me, then I'm in. And then I'm going to compete.
You need a special exemption.
Right. This girl had to beat out
no, she didn't.
Some regulars in order to get.
Right.
But, and if she didn't, she got railroaded right to the top because there's a lot of
Again,
people to make to that level.
The standard
would
is
be,
the standard. You can't do this stuff. You can't be this accepting. It just can't be. It just can't be this accepting. It's the crazy argument of like if you let this, these people doing all the stuff that, and then call it normal, it's not normal. So then we're the dicks for saying I don't want to see a Down syndrome winner, and now you're putting everybody who's
it's
like
the Boy
nah.
Scouts bowing down and saying,
yes.
okay, now girls can
exactly.
get in.
Exactly. It's the Boy Scouts saying Girl Scouts can be in the Boy Scouts, which makes no sense.
Right.
John,
so
I'm all
just
for
accept everybody.
I'm all for inclusion. Please ask Eric if there is Down syndrome porn.
There is Down syndrome
is
porn.
Really?
No.
But if it's snuck into regular
there
porn.
Can't be.
There is not.
Yes, there is. In
what?
Fact. Yeah, there is. Yeah,
there no, is. There isn't.
Yes,
there
oh, my God.
Is. Yes,
unfortunately.
You're getting him confused with midgets.
No.
I think so, yeah.
There's
and
a
it's pretty.
A comedian
pretty.
Friend showed it to me. Yes, there is.
Pablo?
Yeah, but that's
no,
not.
No, it wasn't Pablo either. Oh. Surprisingly, it wasn't Pablo, but no. It's.
I've never seen it.
I don't know if they were real. They looked real, but it was Down syndrome. It was real. It's awful.
That can't
so,
be.
It's a thing.
Isn't it worse if they're faking Down syndrome?
Yeah. Well,
for
that,
the porn
that, look, we're, in a we're in a different animal here.
We veered
off. This is definitely taken my direction of just. I'm stopping at beauty pageants. That should be illegal. And this
down
makes my
syndrome porn. Yeah, you're right.
This
I'm,
makes my
I'm
point though, because
one.
Then if we're allowing them in beauty pageants and saying it's just normal, then what's wrong with Down syndrome porn?
I don't care about beauty pageants though. So,
but that's the thing, Eric.
This is where it starts.
No, right, if in fact you're saying
there's
hey,
already been Down syndrome,
then what's
models.
Wrong with Down syndrome porn? There have.
I don't know. It's just
it's
disgusting.
Wrong. And why is it wrong?
Because it's not your cup of tea.
Because they can't make that decision, I guess.
Ah, I see. Because they're mentally not able to decide things. They're not strong enough mentally to do the regular stuff.
But
right?
This girl
Wait, hold
was.
On. Is that the answer to that
sure.
question?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can't sit there and go, tell me what you'd do about world peace. Wow! And then take that as a good
I
answer.
I want to hear the answer.
I definitely would watch it. It's going to make it more entertaining, but I'm saying that you can't placate everybody into thinking that everything's
It's not like those
going.
Girls up there are doing a good job
no.
answering questions
And it's okay.
Anyway.
And what do we call them? What do we call them
yeah,
when they
yeah,
do
yeah.
that? What a retard. Yeah. This chick's a retard. She's not going to win. She's retarded. Now the next contestant actually is retarded. You can't say that anymore.
And she's smarter than the one
right.
before.
I'm not saying she's,
I'll give
she's
it to
in.
Her.
I'm not saying she, I'm not saying she. But then, but you can't call the girls retards and have fun with that anymore because the next one's actually a retard. Now all of a sudden,
I'm having
this,
fun.
All
at home watching
goes, I want a full out. This was my endpoint. A full out Down syndrome pageant. Then
no,
put them all in one
I
group.
I kind of like the mix.
This
Treat it
says,
like a normal.
John, I don't get it. If you're proud of your charity work, that's all this is. It's charity work. Why can't they be just as proud of the charity
it is,
work?
It's because it's charity in a thing where other people are. I mean, you're competing for college scholarships and everything else. And the thing they always say is.
She goes to Bethel University in Minnesota.
I know. Well, then she doesn't need a scholarship. They can go to college. I'm not saying
you're
you have to shut
their
lives down.
You're so like 1950s on this subject.
This is just.
You are a little bit.
No. So you guys want mentally retarded people and everything else
yeah.
in beauty pageant.
I will watch that.
Only for the entertainment.
I haven't watched one of those pageants in years.
I have. I've tuned in every once in a while, and I've been like, man, I'd nail that one.
The only
time
I've seen it is when they screw up the question.
Yeah, which is great.
And it's a viral video.
But then you're putting them in situations where, okay, now you've talked me out of beauty pageants being sexy.
Well, there's
that's been the past 15 years. It's like, this, you're a pervert if you think these are for visual aid and beauty things. It's what, so beauty pageant isn't about beauty? No, it's about inner beauty. Okay. So, okay, you've talked me out of that, even though you still do bikini contests.
It's okay, old-timer, I get it.
Yeah, you do the bikini contest and all. No, be accepting of all of it. I'm going to let it all happen. Brady, next time people come in with no arms and want to be waiters, you can't say no. You just can't, because it's going to be like, well, everybody has to be part of
it. If he can get the job done?
He can't, though.
I don't know.
That's
maybe
the point.
Some special
well,
way.
It'd be and tough. Because, robo arms. You know, and then all of a sudden, here's your plate with a foot.
Yeah,
and
he can do it, but it's with feet. The health inspector won't let you touch food with feet.
Maybe he's got robo arms.
Here you go. No, he doesn't have robo arms. He's got no arms. It's just a foot guy.
How come you get to make the rule?
Because I'm just telling you the scenario. He's totally allowed in. Everybody
has robo arms.
It's ridiculous.
Robo arms. Yeah,
we can't have robo arms in this situation.
But here's the problem with the beauty pageant is no longer. Like this particular one. They do hold on to, I don't know which one it is. I think it's the Miss USA.
Yeah,
where that's saying, a good it's one. All Minnesota about the USA. Beauty, and,
yeah,
and
right.
The other ones are now getting away from.
You mean
right.
The
don't
Trump
use
one?
Beauty in there?
Then don't. Then what's the point? Then have it on the radio. Then have it just be on the radio. It's
that's
fine
actually
by
a
me.
Great point.
Yeah,
see
what's
if,
the point of
well
parading them
do,
around in evening gowns? Now let's see how they look in evening gowns. Yep. What do we care what they look like in anything?
Yeah, get rid of those. Yeah.
But a pageant
levels.
Has always been about what they look like.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Right.
You're making my point
I
for
know,
me.
No, I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. Keep them separate.
Yeah.
It hasn't actually.
Pageants have not been what they've looked
no,
like.
No, because they have. That's why they have all those separate competitions. They
that's what
this,
we were just talking about.
The talents.
We were just talking
stuff.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
I know.
Overall,
but
it's
then,
not just about beauty.
Not just about, but it is about beauty.
It
that's
is.
Why they used to
sure,
be called.
It's one of the things.
Beauty pageants. And they've always had the talent, and they've always had the
because
questions, and they've always
beautiful.
Been called beauty pageants. And then 15 years ago, it was like, well, he pissed off some ugly people, so we can't call them beauty pageants anymore. And then nobody was interested anymore. And then you say, okay, if it's not about beauty, then why are we parading them around in evening gowns? Why are they in bathing suits? That's not a contest of anything other than visual.
Sure.
Beauty.
But it's part,
and it,
part of
it's
it.
Always been a struggle right. For the beautiful woman was always, you know, stereotyped and saying, well, she can't
right.
Do that. That's why they're having the talent competition.
If a beautiful
not
woman gets
beautiful,
up there and
she can do this,
screws up all right. The other parts, she's not going to win.
But she's going to balance
out.
She'll
be the most beautiful one there.
But she's going to balance out the retarded contestant on the bikini thing. If it's down to her and the retarded girl and they're staring at each other and it's like, all right, the first runner up, you're like, you know what, just give her the crown. I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. And why would you compete in that? Why would you compete against retarded people? I can. I believe in it. It's a wonderful world. And I'm joining the Special Olympics immediately and I'm going to ace it all. I'm getting everyone. You can't. I'm not allowed in.
I don't know.
I'm not allowed in, Eric. Not allowed in.
That's okay.
We've looked into it. Have you seen The Ringer? The Ringer was a movie about trying to get in. You can't unless you're retarded. I'm getting in. Getting in. Otherwise, no separation anymore. None. You can't have a beauty pageant and just say, all right, well, you're not beautiful and you've got all sorts of like issues, but you're in there. It's cute,
but,
once,
potentially
but a trailblazer,
there,
come on.
There is, on the other side of it, a Down syndrome person could qualify for the Olympics and a certain, I mean, if they make it to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty pageants are useless.
Don't you think?
Anyway.
I mean, that's out there.
You're condescending.
Keep dreaming, though. You're never going to make the Olympics.
Beauty pageants are useless.
They're completely useless.
It's so old school. It's like a parade.
Absolutely.
They're completely. I totally agree.
It is completely like a parade.
Totally
it's so out of date. It's the circus.
Best, it's the best dress
Eric,
float.
How
there's
about
no
this?
Point.
How about this? If they just say the Cubs have to hire one mentally retarded pitcher.
They're not going to ever
I'm just
ever
saying.
Do that.
You don't know that.
They're not.
You don't know that.
Okay.
If that was it, you'd say, like, wait a minute. As a competitor, you're taking a job from somebody else.
That's
right?
A real sport.
And a coach.
It is
this
a real
is
sport.
A beauty pageant.
And I say
nobody
that,
maybe
cares.
Not the players, but they have to hire a coach.
But they've been trying for years to say the girl thing's going to happen. They've
sure.
Been trying for years to
okay.
Do all that.
If she can get through the minor leagues, good luck.
But that's the point. She didn't get through the minor leagues. She was pushed through because, well, she's different. That's the difference. It's an acceptance thing. You have to stop all this goddamn acceptance. It's too much. It's giving
here's
people
the
false
thing.
Hope.
Beauty pageants are doing whatever they can to get talked about.
Yeah, no,
that's all
that's
this
glorious.
Is. And
I understand
they've
that.
Roped all you idiots. Hook,
I get
line,
that.
And
that
just
well, I'm
got,
not going to watch it.
They got a whole new recruitment class
yeah.
In there for the.
Oh yeah, they're going to have midgets on their necks. They're going to have tumblers
right.
All over
so,
the place.
And then what? And then we're all in trouble because it's P.T. Barnum all over again.
Yeah.
It's like now it's a freak show, which we're not allowed to watch anymore.
That's all. They need ratings.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to watch freak shows anymore.
I know.
They got taken away. So they turned our beauty pageants into freak shows. She's got a beard. But she's not beautiful then. She's got a beard and she wants in. All right, F it. She's in.
That might
she's
make in. Me watch for a sec.
Yeah, I would watch that, but that's called a freak show. And then the next thing you know, if you start enjoying that too much, they're going to be like, no, you can't do that, you weirdo. Yeah. You're making fun of these people. I'm like, what? You're the ones who parade them around in front of me. What am I supposed to do?
They're not going to come to my house and tell me I can't.
No, but they're going to take it away from us as a society.
John, I've been denied two jobs in the last 6 months. I am totally for your system. I should be able to get every job I apply for.
Absolutely.
I don't care what box I have to check.
Why is it that you can't get that job? What made it so you weren't as qualified as someone else? And who's to judge that? Yep.
Special John, I've just licensed the name Down and Dirty. I will be starting my porn company today.
It's a thing. And if you can protect them from that, you can protect them from the nonsense of saying, all right, we're pretending. And I think it's meaner to do to the Down syndrome kid. Look, we're pretending you're really a competitor here. Oh, you're not going to win. Well, then I'm not really competing, am I? No, you're like Eric said, we're using you to get a little attention. That's all.
That's all it is.
Meaner. That's meaner.
Look behind the curtain.
Yes, that's meaner to do to the Down syndrome kid than it is to just actually say no.
John, I'm taking this one step forward. I'm actually calling out the double standard. I'm a 35-year-old male. Consider my application for next year's Miss Minnesota in the mail.
That's right.
We've heard this argument for years.
I know.
Dudes that want to work at Hooters and all that crap.
But again, when they're doing
it, it's the same thing.
You're actually being meaner. It's the same thing the WNBA, which is kind of the retarded NBA.
This guy just said, he says, I'm a 55-year-old white man, John, below-average basketball player. I've now applied to the WNBA.
Why not? Blah, blah, blah. That's Here's true. The thing. Guys aren't like that, and we don't.
We're
not going to do
that. We've
that.
Made that
yeah,
point.
We're much cooler.
But it is like the WNBA in that it wouldn't survive without all the help. There's no way it survives on its own, and everybody keeps acting like these are trailblazing ladies, and this is a great sport. It's not. And you're actually setting women's rights back by saying, if it wasn't for the men, this league wouldn't exist, but you'll never admit that. It's the same thing. We need attention. We need ratings. What do we do? What if we threw a retard on the stage? What if we did that? Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Put her up there. She can't win, but man, oh, man, will it make people feel like we're forward thinking. And it's great for attention, but it's meaner to do to the mentally challenged than it is to just tell them, you guys can't be
in this.
That's
why you guys have had me on the show all
That's exactly
years.
Right. Yeah. We hired a retard a long time ago. Has it paid off? I think I've outweighed him.
John, doesn't this run the danger of blowing up the idea of divisions in not only sports but in anything? If you have the same skill set, then why even have divisions? Isn't this why you start early so that you can work your way up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it erases all the lines. But it is. This is the end point of it all. Don't get me wrong. I want a full-out special pageant. I want to see that, and I want all the questions to be hard, and I want everything to be – I just want to hear bananas as an answer to something. That has nothing to do with bananas. I just want, what is your approach on the Harvey Weinstein situation?
Well, when I eat Jelly Bellies, I like eating the bottoms of each side foot because it makes a cool little wet mark.
All right, thank you very much. That was Todd the girl.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, Todd. Snoop Dogg. Come on up here. You're next. Yeah, it's waddling on
If
up
I
there.
Had a list of crusades I was going on and
Not
things
a crusade,
I was upset
Eric.
About,
let's,
this would probably be at like
It's for entertainment purposes, so check out.
Yeah,
check out. If you think it's a goddamn crusade, check out of the conversation. We're having fun with it. But what I'm saying is I want the Downey pageant. That would be fun to watch. That would be a blast to watch. But if you start praying
around,
reasons you're doing it are actually detrimental to the Special Olympian, and you're actually hurting people with special needs.
Yeah,
if
you're going to set somebody up for a bad experience,
not even that. It's just like they're doing it for the money, for the attention, and for anything else. There's absolutely no care for this idea. This idea is to bring attention to pageants, which are dying.
Because why only one?
Right.
I mean,
there's got to be a whole bunch of. If you asked a whole bunch of retarded people,
more than
if
one.
You asked a whole bunch of retarded people, do you want to be in the beauty pageant? You're all in. Let's go. Let's mob them. I wonder what they'll do.
The hoops that they have to jump through.
I'd like to see that too, Brady. I'd like
to
see that.
Just to get to that level to compete, because they have to win their
pageant. You got to win your
regional.
You're saying she came up through some divisions. She won one thing 2 years ago.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's just like the first black pageant.
You're comparing blacks to retards?
Yes.
Well done.
Now we're taking a step.
That's not what I meant.
And that's how
I'm talking about.
And Eric, that's how I know that they're different than us. Because if you ever said, my God, you're as beautiful as that retarded contestant, you'd be like, you mother effer. You remind me of the first black person that tried this. Wait,
Trailblazer, John. That's what I was getting at. Right. Trailblazer.
Yeah. Much like the blacks, when the retards get involved, us white people celebrate. See? This is what I'm talking about.
I can't wait for the first little person.
You make my point for me.
Sorry, John. I don't want special needs kids playing in the same sport as me or my kids.
Right.
If they have the same skill set, then maybe okay. But if not, no. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Mainly your kid, because those retarded kids are super strong. But yeah, it's the acceptance thing, and it's actually it's the opposite of giving.
That's too high of a level of acceptance.
It's way too high of a
level. I agree. The intended effect is not there.
It's really sad when you realize one of your friends is so behind the times. It's like I'm sitting with my grandpa here.
I know. And when I heard Eric say it's like retards and blacks are the same, I realized what Eric's talking about. He actually just realized he's his own friend, and he's behind his own time.
John, I'm tone deaf.
See, that's the problem I have. It's like if you don't agree with every accepting thing, people are like, you're behind the times. I'm like, good, because the times were actually better when we didn't let everybody
make America
everything.
Great again.
Yeah, I'm in on that. I'm in on that. If make America great again isn't like I've got to have like
sometimes you're not included in everything.
Right.
It's a point of life.
That's it. Yes. The point of life is
I don't care. I want to see a daddy in the past.
Brady, that was
that was beautiful, Brady. And I understand why Eric would fight for this is because more than likely he's been called retarded several times and been excluded from a lot of things, so he's big on this.
My people.
But it just strikes me as like you're just not teaching anybody a life lesson to say no, everybody's in.
John, here's where this leads. Plug in wherever you want, pageant or otherwise. I'm tone deaf. So next year, I'll be competing in next year's Playdio, and damn you for not letting me in.
Yeah, right.
We will listen to your
song. And we'll get sued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll make fun of it, because why? You're retarded. You're completely retarded.
And I'm all for it.
I love that. Look, the entertainment value of retards has always been fantastic. But we've always had to snicker in corners about it. Now, if you're going to bring it out in the open, and I laugh, what if the retarded girl goes up there and does the jelly bean answer to the world peace thing?
Maybe
the
she whole nails world? It.
But you can't be memes. It can't be bad.
But this guy says, John, I'm like you. I'm just waiting for the Harvey moment during that pageant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, you dumb.
Oh,
retarded
no.
girl went all retarded.
Shuffle her off. Shuffle her
it's
off.
It's similar to, I won't use Eric's race analogy because I think black people have advanced much further than retards.
I was just, it was a trailblazer context is all it was.
A little bit. But I do think that no, I'm not even going to, I can't assume.
You don't understand the point I was making.
I
That's
do.
Okay.
It was horrible. But it's kind of like when Siegfried and Roy had the tigers. I'll go there. Retarded people are a lot like tigers, trained tigers.
This just came
they're
in.
For show, and they're entertaining, but when they go full tiger, you can't be, like, too upset that you allow them. The people are like, those afterwards, what did they say? Those tigers should have never been up there.
And that's why they need to be caged.
And that's exactly why we need to put them in zoos.
John,
I don't know how this turned this way, but you know what? It's making sense.
I may be the only one that gets this reference, but did Eric just go Jimmy the Greek on your
he
show?
He did go Greek on us, hardcore. That's right, Brett. That's right. Because when the slaves bred them, they bred them with extra muscles and not brains. Anyway, back to you, Brent. Oh, we'll be back on the NFL on CBS. But my analogy to the tiger thing's pretty real. Train tiger on stage, we're all entertained until something goes wrong.
I know.
And then all of a sudden we're like, that should have never been out there.
And now we miss them.
I do. But we can visit the tigers in cages. Brady's right.
I miss it.
We need to cage them.
I never
them.
Got to
John,
see it. I wish I would have seen
screw
it.
Screw you. Get off your soapbox. I cannot wait to see Stephanie Hawking in a bikini in the next contest.
Exactly.
I'm all for the entertainment guy.
Yes. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're fighting
against it.
No, he's
not,
I've said it very clearly.
Why ruin these pageants?
I've said it very
clearly.
By not
allowing these.
I'm just saying.
Contestants.
I'll be
talking
the,
out of both sides of your
I'm
mouth
not.
Is what you're doing.
I'm the voice of reason. Yes, if we want retarded people in pageants, I'm going to watch. But let me be the raiser of the red flag that when Stephen Hawking's body falls out of the chair and
on
it's sad
TV.
And it's sad all of a sudden and Steve Harvey's trying to pick up somebody and you hear, please don't move me, my spine, and it's terrifying. We can't sit back and say we didn't see it coming. So no surprise.
Your spine, what more damage could
well,
I do?
Maybe some.
He's going to die
maybe
anyway soon.
No. Not going to die anyway. Stephen Hawking's like 80.
Let it be on TV.
I would like to have that on television, but I'm just saying, no. Can I get this promise? No outrage.
Why did you just him a Down syndrome person too?
He's got something.
Why are
wrong.
You
close
him?
Enough? Because
how did he get into
the listener said we bring a Stephen Hawking.
Stephanie Hawking.
And why wouldn't you have a Hawking in? Mm-hmm. If you can let a Downey in, why can't somebody with the picket fence teeth and the no movement at all tell the computer to tell her what to say? Bananas. Who knows?
I would love for him to be in a pageant.
Not Stephen himself, but a beautiful Stephen girl.
Stephanie.
Stefani.
John, I'm with you. I will make t-shirts today. I really think women's rights needs to get knocked down a few pegs. Yeah. They've got way too much right now.
I totally agree with that.
Yeesh.
Well, That's a texter, by the way.
Look, that's a texter, by the way.
If you guys want to take it down that road, I've been against the 19th Amendment, and I wasn't even alive then. And this whole let them work thing has backfired on us in a huge way.
Bring suffrage.
Too many rivets.
Ask everybody. Yeah, once Rosie got going, and everybody was like, hey, they can do stuff. It's like, yeah, there had to be a Holmberg out there at the time going, wait! If we let them do stuff,
let's think this out.
We're going to have an HR department because we want to grab them. Ah, oh, that's crazy. This guy's behind the times. Uh-huh.
You wait.
I'll say, you'll see.
You'll see.
Nostradamus over here.
Little zygote Holmberg's like, I'm telling you.
This is a bad idea.
They're moody. And I'm just saying about the retard.
Can you write down all your predictions so that
these are not predictions.
We'll
these
put
are
them
facts.
In a time capsule and pick them up here.
And you know what would be weird? You're going to be in some weird blanket, wheeled up. Hey, it's the day we open John's time capsule. Where's your mother? Is she still with that strapping model? Anyway, Caitlin, open the time capsule. Open the time capsule and say, I told you about the whole thing with the retards. And now, look, you can sexually harass him if you even look at him sideways. He was right.
Now the pageants are all retards.
It's all retards, and you can't laugh. If you laugh, you get, like, arrested or something.
I remember
Demolition Man.
They had beautiful women up there.
How do you judge this thing, goddammit? I'm just saying. If you're going to do it, I'm going to watch. But when they go full tiger, no outrage. And no memes on the opposite side. You can't meme their goose.
Oh, it's going to get memed.
You can't meme their goose.
You can't halt memes.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You can't halt
Wait till the FCC
either.
Gets hold of net neutrality. Then you'll halt memes.
Halt those memes.
Till then.
What if her talent was taming tigers? And they brought them out on the stage. And that would have been awesome.
All right. Let's bring her up here. It's little Stephanie. She's got Down syndrome. Oh, Stephanie, you're... fell out. Sorry about that. Let me just adjust that real quick. So, all right. Thank you very much. I'm addressing a little loose. All right, let's talk net neutrality.
I don't know what Spider-Man has nets in your twists.
That's right, Stephanie. Thanks, everybody. Let's hear it for Stephanie. She's not held to the same standard as the next girl who has to answer a question about Pakistan.
He is like,
we called her retarded.
Yeah. How do you follow that?
Yeah, you don't. It's adorable. It's like having a puppy on the stage.
Got to go to commercial break.
We'll be right back after we clean up the drool so the next girl doesn't slip in 8-inch heels. The normal. I'm with Brady, though. Cage him.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. We have it on tape.
One of them in cages.
I believe is what he said.
Okay, old timer.
I prefer them range free, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. They feed easier that way.
Yeah.
It always goes back to food.
Yep. Somehow
we
another,
always end every argument
somehow
with
Somehow or
food.
Another, he plumped a retard up for a meal.
Man.
Somehow or another, that turned into a... And in your mind, I'm sure you pictured the chicken cheddar ranch.
Can we end one discussion
the herd of
without
retards,
it going back?
Retards and chickens. Brady's got his one leg up, a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth, and a weird little retarded cowboy hat.
Look at him out there feeding.
It's like your go-to joke.
Harvest. It's a good harvest. The retards are plump this year. I'm smoking one.
John, I'm listening on the app, so I know I might be a little bit late. But I think Brady did these stories before. A man once chopped off his arm because he said he felt like an
amputee. Yeah, no, that's...
Then a woman poured Drano into her eyes because she said she felt like she was blind.
Yeah.
This world
she
has
wanted
become,
to be blind.
Yep, this world has become a place where your feelings are outweighing mine and the truth.
Well, that's the weird thing. It's the dude that's a real, like, they've made
condition.
That a mental condition where you feel like an amputee.
Well, it has to be mental.
Well, it is, but it used to just be you were crazy.
You want to feel like
you
that.
You used to just be crazy, and now
then
you're
somebody
actually,
followed through.
Drugs, man.
Yeah, you're just a Looney Tune if you want to cut your own arm off, and you need to be in a padded room. But now it's like, no, we can fix it. No, you can't. He's nuts. Put him in a room until he proves he's not nuts anymore. We got to start calling things crazy still. Anyway, we can agree to disagree.
Sure.
That blacks are much better than retarded people and advanced further and are more qualified for a lot of things mentally.
I agree with that.
Well, I'm glad I've changed you.
John, after your discussion this morning, I can't wait to see recruiting offices this morning with people demanding weapons and explosives.
Oh, I demand.
No, the Marines, I think.
Oh, that'd be gold. Yeah, can you do that if you have Down syndrome? Can you
be
a Marine?
I don't know. Don't you have to? You have to pass the ASVAB, right? I remember taking that.
Still, you're like, all right, we'll make a special division. That would scare the hell out of the ISIS. But if I was the parent of a Down syndrome child, I would be at the doorstep of that pageant today. I'd be making that happen. But when they go tiger, just think of Siegfried and Roy and heed my words. Somebody's going to say we should have never allowed this. It's like I always say about girls in football. It's like, great, if she can kick the field goals, that's great. But the day one gets blocked and she gets trounced because the dude's like, this game's important. And you got to grow, and all of a sudden she's in the way.
Only
and,
the kicker's left to yeah, save and, the
well,
game.
Well, not even that. If a guy recognizes that he's just seeing jerseys, and he lights her up, and he's like, "Oh Jesus, did I just do that?" And he busts her back, and we're like, "Oh, I should have never hit her that hard."
Brutal.
Everybody would be like, "We should have never let girls in."
Yep. Maybe that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, I'm the hindsight police. Pre-hindsight, I'm like a precog. And, you know, if I was a precog, Tom Cruise would have been very confused by what I said. Retard pageants. What the hell? You're supposed to say murder. Uh-uh. The future is dim. Everybody's special. Yeah, I don't get it. So anyway, enjoy it. Again, I'm watching it. But like the same reason I watch the guy on the tightrope, I'm not watching for success. I'm not watching for the heartwarming moment of him stepping off the other side of the Grand Canyon going, I did it. Oh, well, that was boring. I'm going to watch for the failures. That's why they don't use nets in those things. They know why you're really watching.
John, don't worry about the military. They have waivers in the military for any type of ASVAB score. I was in basic training with a guy who scored an 8 out of 100 on his test.
That's pretty good.
And they gave him a rifle.
Well, you want him watching your back,
don't
you?
I want him in front.
Yeah, you get in front,
I'll get behind that
if
guy.
You can't talk him to getting in front, then you got a problem.
Operation Human Shield. I'm all for that. Anyway.
Here's where we're going to attack. I've mapped it out with push pins.
He's got his push pins in his map.
Oh, no. It's going to take a while, isn't it? How did he get to be a colonel? Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com.
Look at that.
Looking to buy or sell a home, check out ELOteam.com for all your real estate needs.
You need to change your name of the company to that first
name.
Yeah,
you do.
Thunder Pussy Realty.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
We have other bands
I'd
on
buy
here.
Buy that house on principle.
Absolutely.
If I drove by a house with that sign.
What houses are they listing?
What did that say? Did I read that right? Is that an Indian? An Indian real estate agent called Thunder Pussy is selling homes.
Hey, did you check out that Thunder Pussy listing?
Yeah, the Thunder Pussy listings are the best. High end.
I think I read something where they're still trying to get the naming right, like with Thunder Pussy.
Yeah.
Like, there's something going on with that, but they're from Seattle.
Cool.
Actually, Mike McCready loves them and played on
their
last song, but this is a different one. This is Speed Queen.
Is it good?
From Thunder Pussy. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Right. It's a chick singer, but it's like a classic rock vibe going on.
Thunder Pussy. I'm all over that. If I was a Native American with a pregnant wife, Thunder Pussy being a papoose in about 2 months.
You got to give the chicks credit. They just, you know.
That's solid right there. I like that a lot.
They just named it what they were.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Cat lovers.
Yeah.
I love it. It's good stuff. All right, 7:14. You got Thunder Pussy all ready to go?
Getting it.
Man, oh man, it's hard to get, isn't it?
Some people it is.
It's tough to find on the internet. Search Thunder Pussy.
You got to dig through a lot of internet jungle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a great name for everything except a band. Like just like a burger restaurant. I'm stopping just out of curiosity.
Bush, no Bush?
Thunder Pussy? What?
I don't know.
The band?
Is it in now? What's in now? Shaved? Unshaved?
Okay. Yeah, wow. What, did you just land from another planet?
We were talking
about. You've been in a coma?
You were talking about this band, and it made me think.
What's in now? Are these clothes still in?
Like what's the hot trend?
What is it like? Is it fedoras? Are they back?
Brazilians?
Patterns?
Landing strip?
Yeah, patterns. What do we got?
Patterns. Yeah, patterns. It's like Led Zeppelin album covers. That's what we want.
Argyle.
Yeah, a lot of Argyle.
Argyle.
Yeah.
Heavy Bush back in.
Hey,
it's just winter. In patches. Like, you know, little bouts of alopecia in spaces.
So you want a business idea for Dickie Mids to make, like, wax for down there?
Yes. Yeah.
Raleigh fingers. That's Raleigh, what I want my wife's vagina to look like. Raleigh fingers.
Do that.
Do a Raleigh fingers mustache.
Oh, my God. You got to mix it up.
Out like Lemmy, though.
That's actually.
Please.
Come on. Somebody.
Please. And you know what would be really cute?
Uh-oh.
If you did the Raleigh fingers mustache. Look it up, people who don't remember Raleigh. Wax it. Do the curls. And then at the height of your pubic line. Make two little eyebrows. Try to make it like measure out.
Eyebrows,
yeah, measure out.
And then tattoo in eyeballs?
No, you give the general idea. You know when you do the thing like when there's just eyebrows and a mustache? And it's kind of like Michael Jordan's head silhouette. It would be the Raleigh logo.
Muppet.
It's a Raleigh logo.
So if you banged a girl with
the Raleigh, I'd marry her the next
day. You'd marry her?
I'd marry her the next day.
You'd have to know that's crazy.
That's a level of creativity.
Wait until you see what I've got down there.
I'm like, how in the world?
Does it stay intact when you
do you take your pants off in the Raleigh?
That's a lot of wax.
Bing.
Man.
You know what? I got to talk to the closer.
Yeah. Raleigh, the Fireman Relief Award goes to your vagina.
Have you ever banged a girl with something crazy down there?
Like herpes?
No, the... Maybe flying V.
No, she had Steve Vai's guitar.
I'm pretty sure. I saw a flying V once. That was weird.
I think flying one V's girl tried like temporary bedazzling, and it was funny.
Ooh.
Or they used to do the little heart where they do the
tan
sun
heart.
Tanned heart. Yeah. You know, that was in for a while in the 90s.
Noncommittal. I just like to put Elmer's glue down and toss a bunch of glitter at it. Just make a little craft project. Let it dry. It's great. Bedazzle the tar out of it. But in a childlike way, to make it fun, you know? Those rounded off scissors, construction paper, some glue, some glitter.
I wonder what the Downey and the Pageant does.
That. I've got glitter on my vaginas.
Flex Seal.
Oh, well, that's our answer to how do you handle
Flex
this?
Flex Seal.
Yeah. Flex Seal steals all holes. I was leaking, and I Flex Sealed it. Oh, that can't be safe.
Flex.
All right. Well, thank you for the answer of what shall we do with the Kashmir region between Pakistan and India by saying that you Flex Seal your vagina closed because it leaks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's to Todd.
That's an added testimonial to the commercial, man.
Yeah.
It'll seal the bottom of this boat of this retard's vagina.
Greatest pageant ever.
Oh, I'm watching. But when the medical anomaly turns out to be true, she actually did Flex Seal it shut, and she dies the next day, and we were all laughing. I don't want any outrage. I just want everybody to keep laughing.
I'll still be laughing.
Because that's what the Downey would want. That's why she Flex Sealed it closed.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A guy just said, man, you're wrong about it. He may have changed my mind about the whole Down syndrome thing. He goes, I saw a picture of her and thought she was pretty hot, but once she started talking, forget it.
Yeah, we had a little video.
That's funny. And guy said, well, why don't you guys become trailblazers as well and see how it works out and next year have a retarded MILF contestant? We'd get shut down immediately. And sadly, we'd be doing the exact same thing the pageant's doing, which is garnering attention by shocking you with something unusual. If we had a retarded, like a mom, MILF contest, like, and one of the girls was mentally challenged, they wouldn't call us trailblazers. That's a guarantee. We're including everyone. Oh, you guys are dicks. What? Wait a minute. Miss Minnesota did it, and you called them brilliant and progressive.
Yeah. You have a point there.
You guys are dicks. We can be progressive and have a... I mean, she shouldn't be a mom, and let's be honest about that first. I don't know how that happened. I got a couple questions right off the bat.
That's right after we have our Miss Hospice contest, Miss Hospice USA.
Wow.
Thanks. Now, that's depressing.
That's probably.
You're not going to get in.
Wow. That's the only place I've ever gone with you, Brady, that I'm like, that's just. That's an area.
I'm wrong.
I'm not going to make fun of hospice. I'll make fun of pretty much anything. I didn't realize hospice was on my list of don't do that. Although, again.
Those dying people.
Again, I'd watch Miss Hospice. I want to see how they handle it. More so how it's presented rather than the actual contestants. How do we get around?
They're still alive.
Not available.
How do we get around?
They want to live.
The elephant in the room here. And all these people are just getting fed ice and off ventilators. Maybe got a couple days left.
Might as well be in a pageant.
Do we put makeup on them or is that insensitive?
They still want to compete.
They still want to feel pretty. Do they?
Man. Brady goes to the depths of hell for that one. I hope you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, that was a rough one, Brady. That's tough to dig out of. Mm-hmm. You'll host the Miss Hospice America pageant?
Yeah.
Again.
When you're standing at the pearly gates.
I'm going to watch that. Yeah, that's going to come up later in your religious life. Thank God I'm an
atheist. Mark that down.
I have a t-shirt idea printed and thank God I'm an atheist.
7:24 a.m.
The day Brady decided to go to hell instead. Did you dial up some of them hospice bras? Woo! Oh, no.
Instant regret.
You know what's
when
really
you
bad?
You say it how you really meant it like that?
When your dad is in the last Thanksgiving and he's in that hospice and you have to walk by those other rooms. And this moment's going to.
Remember when you made that joke about the hospice?
No, Brad, it's funny. It's still funny. Don't explain it. It's funnier this way.
He's got an audience. John, I'm a hospice nurse. I just spit my coffee all over my
of course you did. You're numb to it.
Thank you, Brady.
Us normals aren't. Yeah, it would be great for hospice workers. They want half those people to die. I walked through there when Megan's.
My mom goes there 3 times a week.
Oh, it's brutal. When Megan's grandma was in there, the dude in the room next to us. Like, when is he done? Because this is making it awkward to watch this lady die with him dying so loud. He couldn't breathe.
And she died in
COPD,
peace.
They took him off everything and laid him in a bed and just suffered
with
it.
That's awful.
Oh, it's the worst place I've ever been. The hospice workers are amazing people, but yeah. Now let that live in your walk down that hall. They took me off all the electronic doohickeys, Brady. This is it.
Here she comes.
You know, they should have a beauty pageant in here, Dad. I'm going to doll up Mrs. Hylas over there. That's good stuff.
You led a beautiful life, Brady, until the 28th of November, 2017. You made fun of my children in their last breath.
But God, it got huge ratings.
God, it was great numbers.
It's all about the numbers.
Don't tell me you wouldn't watch. Besides, wasn't that part of your plan to make me say that? So whose fault is it, really? You or me?
I had a spit take out of it.
You have a strong point there, Brady. I did know it was going to happen, and I didn't stop it. Thereby making it my decision, really. Anyway, you're still going to hell.
And you'll be like Coco. And we got a Brady report coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.